I'm Jeff St. Clair. Welcome to Explore Radio. For generations, fathers have felt that part of their job is to make men out of their sons. But a researcher at the University of Akron has found that a father's expectations of manliness actually cause more harm than good. In this week's Explore Radio, we explore how a new understanding of masculinity's role in parenting was discovered with help from a Broadway show about drag queens. The show is called Kinky Boots. It's based on the true story of a struggling shoe manufacturer in Northampton, England, who saves his factory by making boots for men who dress as women. The young factory owner, Charlie, who's struggling to fill his late father's shoes, meets Lola, a flamboyant transvestite whose father had wanted him to be a boxer. University of Akron psychology professor Ron Levant says, in a pivotal scene, they both reveal the deep pain they feel from not living up to their father's expectations.
Don't worry, I'm not going to sing it.
That's okay.
It was never easy to be his type of man. To breathe freely was not in his plan. And the best part of me is what he wouldn't see.
When I was just a kid, everything I did was to be like him.
I got the idea from the play that an important part of this idea that the father's job is to make a man out of his son is basically to have expectations that do not take his son into account.
I'm not my father's son. I'm not the image of what he dreamed of.
I mean, it's typified by one man who said, you know, the idea that my son had a mind of his own just never occurred to me.
The theme of Kinky Boots reinforces what Levant has seen repeatedly in his years as a counselor.
Many of these men felt that their fathers never really understood them, didn't see them for who they are, never accepted them, weren't proud of them, disliked them, were angry at them for their failings.
Why is the father-son relationship so difficult? Levant believes one reason is because the way we raise boys often leads to emotionally stunted men.
Which involves not expressing emotions, not expressing vulnerability, not even expressing caring or connection, tends to make it very difficult for adult men to access those emotions and put them into words.
And as a scientist, he's got a term for that.
It's called normative male alexithymia. It means without words for emotions.
All of this, says Levant, stems from a traditional concept of masculinity that still persists, that holds men like John Wayne as the ideal, and the idea that fathers need to toughen up their boys.
Men are socialized with varying degrees of harshness. Some are socialized mildly, some are socialized viciously.
And surprisingly, Levant found that this dynamic had never really been studied in depth. And that's where the producers of Kinky Boots come in. They provided a grant to the University of Akron for Levant to study father's expectations of son's masculinity and the effects on a son's well-being. Harvey Fierstein wrote the Broadway show. He says while critics focused on the theme of drag queens, the audience got the message about sons coming to grips with their fathers.
I've heard from so many big, tough, you know, straight guys that the show did enormous things to clear their heads or their hearts about their relationships with their fathers.
In the study, Levant asked men to what extent their fathers pressured them to conform to a list of traditional male attributes.
Void all things feminine, restrict the expression of emotions, be extremely self-reliant, be dominant, be tough, place a great importance on sex, and have disdain for sexual minorities.
Levant found that the more rigid a father's insistence on these attributes, the more likely the son would grow to have problems of low self-esteem, difficult relationships with women, and more likely to abuse alcohol, even if the father was otherwise nurturing.
If you believe that your job as a father is to make a man out of your son, you might wind up harming your son.
Far from a necessary part of parenting, Levant says making a man out of a boy is a toxic relic of a bygone age. The results of his study will be presented next month at the annual meeting of the American Psychological Association. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio. Find out more about this and other Explore Radio topics online. Search Explore Radio at WKSU.org.